Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, July 31st, 2024, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
How small cap companies like Gaucho Group Holdings, NASDAQ Vino, are showing up tech giants. Small cap companies like Gaucho Group Holdings, trading on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol Vino, are gaining investor interest as a rotation away from big tech unfolds. The Russell 2000 index, reflecting small cap sentiment, outperformed the S&P 500 in July, driven by easing inflation. Gaucho Holdings, a Miami-based company, is strategically positioned to benefit from sectors like luxury real estate and consumer marketplace in Argentina. With Argentina's economy showing signs of recovery, Gaucho Holdings stands to capitalize on opportunities in luxury goods, including wine and real estate. The company's Algodón Wine Estates has introduced a vineyard home rental program, tapping into the rising momentum in the housing sector. As investor sentiment shifts towards small caps, companies like Gaucho Group Holdings are poised for growth and opportunity.
Giveaway.com launches PennyWin connecting Web3 and Web2. Giveaway.com announces the launch of PennyWin, a platform that bridges Web2 and Web3, making blockchain technology accessible. By combining product raffles with cryptocurrency rewards, PennyWin aims to democratize Web3 benefits. The platform revolutionizes sweepstakes, offering tangible prizes and crypto rewards like 5 ETH. PennyWin ensures fairness with a provably fair algorithm and instant prize delivery. New users can enjoy the newbie free trial Carnival to explore the platform risk-free. With diverse rewards and user trust, PennyWin stands out in the sweepstakes industry. Join PennyWin today to experience the blend of traditional and digital prizes in an engaging and trustworthy environment.
Dojiggy integrates fundraising platform with PayPal. Dojiggy, an industry-leading fundraising platform, has integrated PayPal as a payment processing option for campaign organizers. This collaboration simplifies donation collection, enhances the donor experience, and offers a trusted solution for accepting payments online. Lisa Bennett, sales and marketing director of Dojiggy, highlights PayPal's global reach and charitable processing discount as key benefits for nonprofit clients. This integration provides nonprofits with a solid foundation for fundraising success, allowing them to focus on their mission of making a positive impact. Dojiggy has been providing innovative fundraising solutions for nonprofits and schools since 2003, making it the donor-friendly platform of choice for thousands of organizations.
Impact of New Markets Tax Credit Program highlighted during Senate Finance Committee hearing. During a Senate Finance Committee hearing, Chairman Senator Ron Wyden, Ranking Member Senator Mike Crapo, Senator Ben Cardin, and witness Julia Nellmark, President and CEO of Midwest Minnesota Community Development Corporation, highlighted the impact of the New Markets Tax Credit Program. Established in 2000, the NMTC has bipartisan support and was extended through 2025 with $5 billion in annual allocation authority. Senator Wyden emphasized the success of NMTC in driving private investment into low-income communities, while Senator Cardin advocated for its permanency. Ms. Nellmark explained that making NMTC permanent would reduce costs for investors and bring more dollars to communities in need. The program has generated over $135 billion in financing, creating 1.2 million jobs and supporting diverse projects across the country.
Davidie introduces comprehensive membership program offering affluent lifestyle and exclusive services. Davidie has launched a membership program catering to discerning individuals seeking luxury and exclusive services. For an initial fee of 100 SGD and monthly subscription of 30 SGD, members gain access to luxury travel, fine dining, exclusive shopping, and event planning. The program offers personalized concierge services for reservations and travel, exclusive event planning, luxury shopping opportunities, and a co-branded debit card with MasterCard. Members also benefit from networking opportunities with like-minded individuals. DaVinciA aims to create a unique lifestyle experience for those who aspire to live at the peak of luxury. Acarix announces shares are now being traded on the OTCQB under the ticker ACXF. Acarix CEO Amir Mahmood announced that shares of Acarix are now trading on the OTCQB under the ticker ACXF, expanding its presence in the U.S. market. The company's flagship product, the CADScor system, offers a non-invasive solution for assessing coronary artery disease at the point of care. Recently, Acarix received a significant reorder for single-use patches and a multi-order for the CADScor system, showcasing growing demand. Mahmood highlighted the company's focus on top-line growth, reimbursement efforts, and initiating clinical trials to drive commercial success. For more information, contact Proactive North America at +1-604-688-8158 or email naeditorial@proactiveinvestors.com. How copper's growing demand is creating newfound value for mining firms. As the global demand for electricity grows and new energy sources are rapidly developed, the need for copper is increasing, presenting a potential investment opportunity for mining firms. Copper's exceptional electrical conductivity and energy efficiency make it crucial for energy transmission, especially in sustainable sources like solar and wind power. With copper prices surpassing $10,000 per ton, mining companies are capitalizing on the heightened demand from the electric vehicle and power sectors. However, the long cycle of copper production may pose challenges in meeting the ambitious clean energy goals set by major economies. Sprott suggests that copper may be entering a supercycle, benefiting companies capable of supplying copper to the market. The Sprott Copper Miners ETF and Sprott Junior Copper Miners ETF offer exposure to companies positioned to capitalize on the growing demand for copper in electrification.
How gamification can mislead traders into potentially reckless trading? The rise of do-it-yourself trading has allowed more individuals to invest, but gamification on electronic trading platforms can lead to reckless behavior. Gamification simplifies finance, making it engaging, but it can also induce euphoria and encourage risky trading. The CFA Institute found that 2/3 of investors under 45 have trading accounts, with 1/5 trading for entertainment/speculation. GameStop's volatility in early 2021 highlighted the impact of gamification, leading the SEC to investigate investor safeguards. The SEC proposed a rule to address conflicts of interest associated with gamification, aiming to protect investors. While gamification can be fun, it can also promote risk-taking and short-term thinking, negatively impacting retail investors. Education platforms like the Options Institute offer a more intentional approach to learning about investing, providing tools and knowledge to navigate the complexities effectively.
Gold price hit yet another all-time high in July. Here's how Austin Gold, NYSE UST, plans to continue to capitalize. The gold price hit another all-time high in July, reaching $2,483.73 amid expectations of lower interest rates. Austin Gold, NOST, controls gold exploration projects in Nevada, a state known for rich gold deposits. The company's shares have risen almost 60% year-to-date, with a market capitalization of just over $15 million. Austin Gold provided an update on its exploration activities, highlighting progress made and future plans. The company is focused on projects like Lone Mountain, which shows potential for large Carlin-type gold deposits. Additionally, Austin Gold renegotiated joint venture terms for the Kelly Creek project in Nevada. The company is fully funded for exploration programs, aiming to capitalize on the current high gold prices and continue its drilling projects. 6 unique benefits of having an Axos Invest margin trading account. Margin trading offers many advantages, including increased buying power and access to borrowed funds. Axos Invest provides low-cost, transparent rates with no hidden fees. With up to 50% of eligible equity available for borrowing, investors can expand their portfolios and trade options. Diversifying your portfolio is easier with a margin account, and Axos offers convenient loans for quick access to funds. Plus, their customer support team is available to assist investors on their margin trading journey. Embrace the benefits of margin trading with Axos Invest today.
Citius Pharmaceuticals nears market breakthrough with two leading products. Citius Pharmaceuticals Inc. is nearing a market breakthrough with two leading products. MinoLock, a novel antibiotic lock solution, offers hospitals an alternative to removing and replacing central venous catheters, potentially saving money and reducing adverse events. CEO Leonard Mazur is optimistic about the Phase 3 trial results and upcoming FDA meetings. LYMPHOR, a recombinant fusion protein for T-cell lymphomas, has an FDA decision expected in August. Citius is also spinning out its oncology unit to form Citius Oncology via a SPAC deal with Tenax Keen, unlocking shareholder value and providing access to capital markets. Citius Oncology will focus on developing and commercializing novel targeted oncology therapies, with LYMPHOR as the first product to market.
ATFX secures the Hong Kong SFC license, a boost for global operations. ATFX, a leading global CFD broker, has been granted a Type 3 license from the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, enhancing its services in Hong Kong under the company name AT Global Financial Services, HK Limited. This milestone signifies a deeper penetration into the Asian market and robust global business growth. Joe Lee, chairman of ATFX, expressed excitement, highlighting the company's commitment to regulatory standards and providing clients with a secure trading environment. With multiple prestigious licenses globally, ATFX aims to expand its reach and enhance service quality. The new Hong Kong SFC license marks a significant step in ATFX's ambitious development blueprint, positioning the company for further expansion in the international market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.